Armie Hammer declares law enforcement in America inherently racist. By Warner Todd Houston on May 29, 2020. Reacting to the riots in Minneapolis in the wake of the police-involved death of George Floyd, actor Armie Hammer said the current iteration of law enforcement is inherently racist. Anyone who doesn't think the current iteration of law enforcement isn't inherently racist, or doesn't understand why black people are disproportionately targeted, assaulted, and killed, the Lone Ranger and Call Me By Your Name actor said, should look up the history of the word patrolman/pattyroller. This shit isn't new. To be clear, pattyroller is pre-Civil War slang for a slave catcher who is participating in a slave patrol. In antebellum days, slave patrols would roam the streets to enforce curfews and other rules for blacks and would also be employed to catch runaway slaves. Many liberals maintain that American policing began with these slave patrols. But that, of course, ignores the many police departments created in other places that had no connection with slavery. Hammer infrequently comments on politics like so many of his Hollywood contemporaries. But when he does, it is almost always in the form of a woke left-wing rant. Still, the Cars 3 actor has commented on politics. It tends toward left-wing conspiracy theories and left-wing causes, and race-baiting. This, for example, is Hammer's appear to put forward an argument for gun control. The man from Uncle Star also joined many other Hollywood elitists by attacking supporters of Donald Trump. Last August, Hammer shamed individuals for supporting President Trump and called out Marvel Entertainment chairman Isaac Perlmutter for donating to the president's re-election campaign. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.